Okay, today's Erev and Daf Ayin Tes, and we are on Ayin Ches Mabez by the Mishnah Charitz, as we continue in this Perek Chalon, which is all about when do you consider two Chatzeros as one, when are you allowed to consider it as one, and when are you not allowed to. So says the Mishnah Charitz, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a ditch between 2 yards, Amok Yud V'Rochav Dalet, it is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, meaning it is a separate Rishos HaYachin unto its own. So you have this between 2 yards, so Marvin Shteve, Marvin Echad. So that is a situation where one would only allow to be Ma'arev as two separate Chatzeros, because they are not connected. The Ritva discusses if there's a type of slope, if there is 10 tefachim along one side, but the rest of it is not 10 tefachim. Either way, this, the Pasha of the Mishnah is that it's at least long enough to be considered a break between the two chatzeros, and you have to be ma'arev too. Afilu male kash oteven. Even if this ditch is filled, it's filled with straw, it's filled with stubble, right? That is also okay. We still consider it two and not one, because that's very soft material. Rashi says, sofo litlo, right? You're not mevatel it there, as we're going to talk about in the Gemara. You don't nullify it there forever. You store some straw in the ditch, but up until the point that you designate that it's supposed to be there forever, we don't assume it's going to be there forever, and therefore it is as if it's not there. That doesn't change anything. The fact that you have the kash or the tevin there. Mali avarot sroros, but if you filled it with dirt or pebbles, so that seems, as the Gemara will talk about, as more of an automatic, I'm going to leave that dirt there. I filled up the hole. That's why I put it there, and therefore, Marvin Echad Marvin Shnayim. Then I will make be Ma'ariv one and not two. Tosus discusses here, in the first case, of the Kash or the Tevin, even if it's Kash or Tevin, we said that it's not Mevatelet. Tosus says, Hanitalin B'Shabbos Ayri. We're talking about non-Muksa Tevin and Kash. Because Tosfos assumes that if it was Muksa Tevin and Kash, that even if you're not going to leave it there forever, but you're at least going to leave it there for Shabbos, so isn't that considered a filling up? Velokia hidala el. And this is not similar to what we said before about the case of the money. Pagatzmuda beteven. But Hashem, that we'll have to get back to as well on today's daf. Either way, that's Tosis's first point, that even if it's a muksa item, that doesn't help in terms of being mafsik. V'yim tomar, but 1 minute, didn't we mention back in Misecha Shabbos that anything besides water creates a, fills up the pit? Hadam Rina Nafil Peros Mavatlin Machitsis. Damid Bzekha Shabbos of Azorik. Remember that case? You have a pit that's a certain amount deep. So we said if you put water in, so then that's not called a filling up. But if you put anything else in, fruit, it is a filling up. So what's the difference between fruit and straw? Why would straw be a bittle and ruin the airspace? While fruit would ruin the airspace, while straw would not. So Tosfos answers, V'omeri, demida oraisa vadi mevatli. Really, on a daraisa level, it's mevutal. And there's something in here, and it's not considered a separation. And that's why, regarding whether this is called a Rishos HaYachid, it's not. It's not called a Rishos HaYachid, because the fruit or the straw raised the floor, and therefore it is not 10 tefachim deep. Avala Eruv Durabananu Yesh Lechalik Benita L'Sheidonita. But in the Durabanan world, remember the whole thing is a Rishos HaYachid, you should be able to go from one to the other. But in the Durabanan world, Chazal had a higher standard. And therefore, if there's a difference between Davar HaNital and Davar Shinonital and all these other rules. But remember, on a Daraisa level, everything is considered Mevutal there. The Ritva here discusses, maybe we're talking about Peros Tevel. And that's where it would be allowed to be considered, you know, a filling up. All the items the Ritva tries to work out are items that you wouldn't be able to move, and those are the cases where it's Mevutal. But in cases where it's not Muksa, so then it wouldn't be Mevutal like Tosfos suggests here. Okay, either way, this is straw and pebbles, v'chulu, filling up a certain area. Nasan alav neser. What happens now, back to the Mishnah? If you have this ditch in the middle, but you put a plank over so you can walk across from one chatzer to the other chatzer, and it is sharachav arba tefachim, it's 4 tefachim wide, v'chein beis, or similar, v'chein beis gezuz tera'os, you have 2 porches, zu keneged zu, one opposite the other. Rov Rishonim assume this means on opposite sides, Rashi seems to say implicitly that it's on the same side. Either way, we'll go with Rov Rishonim. It's on opposite sides, just like the ditch case. And you put this plank across. Then Ma'arvin Shnayim Rosh Ma'arvin Echa. Then you have a choice. It's one of those in-between cases. You're able to walk across, and therefore it's considered connected enough, like we spoke about earlier with the case of the ladders on both sides. When can you connect Chaseiro? So here there is a joint way of getting through. So you can do one, or you can do two. Pachos mikan, but if it's skinnier than four tfachim, that is pretty scary to walk across, and the average person won't be comfortable walking across. Therefore, ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvin echad. Then you'd have to be ma'ariv two, and not one in that case. Okay, a couple of cases about chatzeros and the ditches in between and the board going across. There is an interesting case brought up here by the first, I think, of two Chazukei Chemetz today, and that is, what happens if you have a glass mechitza in between two chatzeros? It comes up a lot. Many people have a glass as their the outside of their porch, but what happens if you have a glass? Is that considered a hefsek? You could see in, but you can't get there. She'ela shnei chatzeros shayimidem geder zechuchis. There was a fence. V'hochach, and it has been proven, Shehu Shavira, that it is breakable, since mitoch shmaisa sheyeled rutz bein chatzer lochatzer, v'nitka b'schuches domeh, v'shavra v'nipsa. So it's already been proven that this glass is very breakable. A child has already run, banged into it, and broken the glass. Dela zu omedes lachlova b'del v'dechel. Oh, so it wasn't the case that he's talking about, it wasn't a case which had a permanent glass fence, because the chor, that's not so common. Maybe up on a porch, but between 2 yards, who has glass fences. But the case was that it has been proven to be breakable, and therefore it is omeid, they're going to switch it. It's just there for now. But they're going to switch it at a certain time in the future, because it's dangerous, it's not functional. Ki kayam chashash, sheyeladim yishmeruha, v'yifzu'u, v'yistachnu, rakshem beintayim lo etzlichu lachlifa. So is that considered a mechitza regarding Marvin Shnaime, Marvin Echad, or not? Because it's physically there now, but it is omeid to be removed. So, what do you consider that case? So, first thing to quote is the Erev Daf Ayin Ches. He quotes our Gemara about the Malei Kash V'Tevin, Marvin Shnayim Marvin Echad. What does Rashi say? Why is straw no good? Omeid Lihi Natel. Because it's going to be removed, Rashi says. That's why it's not called a mechitza. Or it's not called a filling up so that the pit is a mechitza. So to here, maybe you would say the glass is not called there because it is omeid lihi natel, and you would say that it is these chaseros can be ma'ariv one. That's what you might say, but then he says maybe it's not exactly the same because it is physically hard, unlike the straw, which itself is soft, not only omeid lihi natel. So at the end, he's not 100% sure which way to go in this case. He just brings up the issues without paskening halacha. Okay, let's continue. Is this case going from which what's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, which case? In a stage kizuz teraos zu keneged zu. So the kizuz teraos, Rashi says, Nusarim boltem misvas tikras ha'aliyah l'rishus harabim. So I'm saying, so no, but if it's above 10, then it's a makam tur anyway. Above 10. So that's the lechora. That's what it is. Right? Lower than that, it would be airspace versus a robin. You get into other issues. But if it's above 10, it would be makom tur. Good. Says the Gemara, v'tevin lo chayitz. Tevin is not chotzeitz. It does not fill up. V'anatnad. But didn't we learn in the next Mishnah, on today's daf, mas bein shebein shei chatzeiros, if you have a big pile of straw between 2 yards, right, forget the ditch. Just you have a big pile between 2 yards. Gavoa as tvach, igvar asar tvachim, it is ten tvachim high, ma'arvin shnai, ma'arvin echad. It does create a hefsek. So why in the case of the ditch do we say it's not considered filling up the ditch? Well, if you just have a pile of straw in between two chatzeros, it is considered a break. So Amar Abaya, le'inyin mechitza kuleyama lo pligidavi mechitza. Is it considered a wall? It is considered a wall. Is it considered a hefsek? Yes, it's called a hefsek. Aval inyan chatzitza, but regarding chatzitza, meaning, is it considered a break in the ditch? So then, ibatli chayitz vilo batli lo chayitz. Meaning, you're comparing two different things here. Are you creating a mechitza, or are you ruining a rishus? To create a mechitza is easier. As long as it's physically there, you have created a mechitza, and therefore it works, the tevin. But regarding ruining an area, this is a rishus hayachid in between. You have a bor, that's amok. You have a chutz, that's amok. So it doesn't ruin the area, so there it has to be something more significant, something more permanent, and if it's not permanent, so then it does not reach the standard of being chutzitz. Good, so we compare those two. Vaiter. Male, afar, what happens if you didn't fill it with straw? But rather, you filled it with dirt. So, the Mishnah says, if you filled it with dirt, it works. It works to can make this considered not so deep, and therefore, you can make one Eruv between the two Chatzeros. Says the Gemara of Afilu B'Stama, is this even if you did not really have any Da'as when you put the dirt there? Stama. We will see over the next couple of lines, and this comes up also in Maseches Sukkah. There are different thoughts that a person can have when they put something down. When they put down straw or dirt, there are different thoughts, right? The most, let's start from one side to the other side. One person could think that, I'm putting this down and I have kavana to pick it up. What's called asid lefanoso. I have in mind that I'm putting this down just temporarily and that I'm going to pick it up, asid lefanoso. Then you have another thought of stoma. I'm putting it down. I'm not really focusing on what I'm doing. Maybe I will, but I'm just not thinking about the future. Number two. Then you have ein asid lefanoso. Then you have, no, you specifically do not have in mind to pick it up again. You have, it's not stam, it's more than that. You don't have in mind to pick it up again, but you didn't get to machshava 4. What's the fourth one? You mevatel it there. You nullified it there. You want this now to be considered part of the area where you put it. So those are really, 2 and 3 are similar, but 4 different thoughts that a person can have going mikatzel katzel. I'm going to pick it up. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't have plans to pick it up, or I nullify it in that spot. 4 thoughts that one could have. So, says the Mishnah now, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, is our Mishnah saying that if I put the dirt there, even with stamdas, without any kavana, that's good enough, that the dirt will be nullified there, and the level of the floor would be raised? V'hatanan. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah, in Maseches Ahalos, says the Mishnah, if you have a house, as we know for Tumas Oel, one needs a certain airspace between the dead body and the roof in order to be an Ohel. If you don't have that airspace, so the Tumah shoots right up. Right? It's not encaged into the Ohel. So what happens if you have a house that you filled up all the way, almost to the top, to the roof, with Tevin Otsroros? Ubitzlo, and you nullified it there, Batel. So the Mishnah says you have to nullify it there. So says the Gemara, bitzlo in lo bitzlo lo. So what does it sound like from the Mishnah Nalas? Only if you mavatil it there does it achieve the status of the floor. But if you weren't, let's say stama, it wouldn't be. So it's akasha, stira, and mishnayas. The Mishnah in Erevin says that stam, putting offer down, is good enough. While the Mishnah in Ahalo says, no, you have to actually be mavatil it. Question. So, let's do the first two answers first. Answer number one. Amar Afuna, Mantana, Alas, Reb Yosihi. It's Machlokas Tanoim. And really, the Mishnah in Alas is Reb Yosi. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. You're right, Reb Yosi has a unique Shita, but it's the opposite direction. E Reb Yosi, if Chashamin Alei. Reb Yosi says the opposite. Titanya Reb Yosi Omer. Meaning, Reb Yosi doesn't fit into the Mishnah in Alas, he fits into the Mishnah in Erevin. Reb Yosi says, you Stam is good enough. Why, what did Rabbi Yossi say in the Braisa? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tevin ve'ein asid lefanoso, if you put down straw, and you have no intention of removing it, harehu kistam afar, that has the same status of, as if you just put down dirt without thinking about it, ubatel, and it's nullified. That's the Rai already. You see, Rabbi Yossi holds that stam afar is batel. Afar v'asid lefanoso, but if you put down dirt and you have in mind to remove it at some point, harayu kastam tevin v'lo batel? Question mark. So you see, Reb Yosi is more like the Mishnah in Erevin than the Mishnah in Alas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo amar avasi matana Erevin Reb Yosihi. That's what I meant to say. Right? The Mishnah to Machlokas Tanoim, and Reb Yosi is the author of the Mishnah in Erevin. Okay, stop there for a minute. Whenever we talk about Tumas Ohel, we can't talk in general terms, but just one makar. One makar, one important makar from Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman in Kutches Shiurim in Maseches Baba Metzia. There are a number of halachos that have to do with going into a house or being in a house. Rav Guzman's context here is in a totally different context of Zra'im. We know for Gemar Malacha to take place, for something to be Chayav Chubas and Maestros, usually there are two ingredients. There is Meruach, which is making the nice, neat pile. Meruach, smoothing out the grain in the field. And Re'ias Pnei Abayis, bringing it through the front door. Once you have those two ingredients, then there's a chiv daraisa in Shubus and Maestros. Meruach v'riz p'nei bayis. So you ask Rav Guzman, what happens if you have something that's growing inside a house? If it's growing inside a house, so what do you mean re'ias p'nei bayis? It's already inside. So do you just say you don't need that requirement? And if you say, well, if it's inside a house, then it doesn't need it, but 1 minute. We know from Maseches Brachas and elsewhere, what if you brought something in through the roof? You didn't bring it through the front door. That's called ma'arim. Ma'arim adam al tfuas. A person can be ma'arim and, you know, kind of circumvent, literally, not just the law, but circumvent the door, and in that way, not be prevent the chiyuv of Shubus Maestros kicking in. But that's in the house, so why is that any worse than something that grew in the house in the first place? So with that background, Rav Guzman says, there and regarding Tumas Ohel, there are two halachas. There's a halacha of bias ohel, going into an ohel, which has to do with the actual entrance into the ohel, which applies, where does Tumas Ohel come up? By Tumas Mace and Tumas Saras. Right, let's say a Metzora walks into a house backwards. Walks into a house backwards. Halacha is, until he's all in the house is not Tame. What happens if he walks forwards? So once most of his body's in, or his nose even, we'll get to it, works. What's the difference? What's the difference? Even if he walks backwards, he's mostly in the house. The answer is because going in has to do with Tuma al Yidei Bia. Tuma al Yidei, the entrance. There's a separate halacha of Tuma of being in. There's two different ideas. Says the Rav Guzman, Rav Shemavua, the Shtei halachas b'yuchados hein. Number one, V'haba el habayis tahatuma hi misha maisa habia u'baze eno tamei alakaderach b'yaso. Number one, there's tuma by entering in. There's tumas ohel, there's tumas saraas. There is re'ias p'nei abayis, by going in. And number two, kol asher babayis, tahatuma hi, mebnei shenimsa babayis, v'yafilu below maisa habiyah, u'memela tamei, v'yafilu nichna, shalok ha'derech biyah. So let's say the case of the person going inside, the mitzora going in. So if he goes in straight, so then right when part of his body goes in, then the house is tame. Why? Because he was matame the house through entrance. But if he goes in backwards, so then that's not normal for entrance. The only way he's going to make the house tame is being in, not going in. And by being in, you got to have more than a little bit of your body in. So that's tumas ohel and tumas Saras. So then he says, Achanam Yesh Lomar, the same thing here, by Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Tfua that grew in the house, Tfua that grew in the house, you've already fulfilled, or you don't even have to fulfill Re'ias Pnei Abayis. That's why it can be better than items that grew outside the house and you bring it through the roof. Item that grew outside the house, you need the halacha of Hachnasa. You need the going in to help it be Mechayev, not just being in. And therefore, it's going to prevent the chi of daraisa of Shumas and Maestros. Mashiach, by something that grows in, then there is no such halacha of hachnasa. It's just about being in. That's good enough. And hada pater bechlisadim der gagan vekarpifos haynu tfuah gdila pasade boy gam hachnasa labayis brak betfuah gadla babayis sagi mashenimsa babayis. Right. That's his issue that he brings up. But again, for our purposes, tumas ohel. As we know, the three types of Tumas Ohel, either the mace and a person are in the same roof, or one is ma'ahil over the other one, the three ways that a person can be metame, mishum, ohel. Says Rav Guzman, there are really two elements, conceptually, how that works. Either going in, or being in. Okay. And each time you have a context of Tumas Ohel, you have to ask, which one are we dealing with? Right, we mentioned earlier, a couple of daf ago, about a week ago, we had the sugya of sof tumalatzes. If you have a mace in a room and you have kalim under the doorways, which of the doorways are tame? Once you designate or think about one of them, then only that one and not the other one. So that has to do with the mace going out, the knisa, not just the being in. So again, each time you have tumas mace, you have to figure out exactly which one is being referred to. Okay, either way, back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, gave two different answers. Really, one, how do you answer the stira between the Mishnah in Eruvin and the Mishnah in Ahalas? The Mishnah in Eruvin tells us that if you put dirt down in the pit, that it works automatically, even stam das. Mashenki, the Mishnah in Ahalas seems to say you have to have explicit das in order for it to work. So, first two answers were that it's a machlokas tanoim. Answer number three, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Amar, Tuma Ashabis Karamis? What are you comparing? You're comparing Tumas Oel to Hilchas Shabbos? Hanach Isser Shabbos, Dafilu Arniki Namim Vatalinish. Shabbos, in our context, is much easier to accomplish because all you need is somebody to, you want to be able to, you know, to use the Erev, to make an Erev here. And let's say in this context, you want to make an Erev between the 2 yards. So anybody would mevatel anything just to be able to use it. So you're right, even though usually you require beferish da'as of bittol, like the Mishnah says in Erevin, but by Shabbos here, even if people put their wallet down, they would be mevatel it, because they want the Erev to be able to work, and therefore it works here. So again, what's the rule, what's the exception? Sounds like Shabbos is the rule, sounds like Tumah is the rule, the Mishnah Aulis is the rule. Usually, you need explicit Bittul, but Shabbos, you know, people are much more flexible. They want the Eruv to work, and therefore, they will put it down in order to prevent themselves from violating this Isser. Again, we'll get back to that line. Let's just do the fourth answer. Ravashi Amar, Bayis Acharetz Karamis. You're asking a steer between filling up a house on the top of the ground and a chritz underground. Again, there's a difference. Bishlama, this is more of a mitzias difference, not a conceptual context difference. Bishlama chritz, find the hole. When you put something in the hole, lemitzmekai, why are you putting things in a ditch? Obviously, because you want to fill up the ditch. So it's going to be easier in our Mishnah in Shabbat, in Erevin. Kai, elabayis lemitzmekai. Rhetorical. But is a house to be filled in? No, you live in a house. You don't want to fill in the house. You're obviously doing this on a temporary basis, and therefore if you want it there, you have to explicitly have das to be mevatel it there. Period. Those are the four answers that we have relating to how to answer the stira between Rabbi Yossi, between the Mishnah in Erevin and the Mishnah in Ahalas. Interesting third answer. What does the third answer say? People would allow them and be mevatel their arniki in order not to violate the Isser Drabanan of carrying between the Chatzeros. This relates to a very important topic, and that is, we know, for a mitzvah saseh, there are limits how much money you have to spend. Limits. There are the Gemaras, there are Chazals, whether it's, for tztaka not being mivaz beiz yosim michomesh, for hiddur mitzvah. There's all different limits about mitzvah saseh. What about a mitzvah lo saseh? There's no limit. There's no limit how much money one has to give in order not to violate a lo saseh. We discussed this back in the 16th parak or so of Shabbos and Kol Kisveh, when we spoke about what you're allowed to take out of a fire, because there, you're not, assuming it's apikuach nefesh, there are limits in terms of violating an issur drabanan on what you're allowed to do. In terms of a lo saseh. This is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchas Lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Esrog, Imkana Esrog, Sheroy La Seis Bo Betzimtzum. You bought an Esrog. No, it's a minimal type of Esrog. Kigon Shehu Kebetza Mutzum Semes. V'yachagach Matza Gadol Mimenu. And then you find a bigger Esrog. Mitzvah Lahosif Ad Shlish Milagav. Right, it's a mitzvah to be Mosif. A third Milagav, which means what we call 25%. It's a mitzvah to be Mosif. Says the Rama, Umisha Ein Lo Esrog, Oshar Mitzvah Overes, Ain't sarach lavaz ve'zaleha hon rav. There is no mitzvah to spend all your money for a mitzvah zaseh. Ukemosha amru hamavaz ve'zalevad be'yosem yichomach afilu mitzvah overes. Then the Rama adds, quoting from the Tshuvas Arashba, the dafka mitzvah zaseh. Avalo zaseh yitain kol mamono kodem sheyavar. Got to give away all your money not to violate a mitzvah lo zaseh. That is the Rama, quoting the tshuva of the Rashba. If you look here in the Bir Halacha, he has a long discussion. What about Isurei Durabanan Lo Sases? Is that also having to give away all your money to not violate an Issa Durabanan? So that's a big discussion here in the Bir Halacha, the Chashuk Echem. It also has a discussion here about giving away money in order not to violate. It goes back and forth in terms of different different shitos, but Lomaisa, this is an example of that. A person will leave his arnaki there in order not to violate an Isser Durabanan. Okay, just to be aware of that sugya and where it is there in Tafresh Nunvav in Hilchas Lulav. We continue. Two dots. Nasan alav nasa shirochav dalid. If there is a board that goes across, that's four tefachim wide, so people could walk across it without being too scared. Amar Rava lo shanu ela shel nasan l'rachpo. When does this work? And you need it to be four tefachim wide. That's only if you put it widthwise, meaning there's the length in between, and you put it perpendicular so that it now it goes across the 2 yards. Avala arko. But if you put it lengthwise, meaning Rashi explained, you put out two hooks, two pegs going into the air, and you put this board next to, lying parallel to one of the chatzeros. So what did you do? You have just now closed off the air space. There, it's not four tefachim anymore in between the two chatzeros. So then, afilu kol shunami, that even less than four tefachim would be okay. Sha'arei mi atomi dalin, because now it's less than four tefachim wide. You do not have a rishus hayachid in between. Right? You have a makam patur, and therefore it would be okay. Weiter, v'chein shtei kezuz tro, zu keneged zu. Same idea with two porches. Amar Rava, ha da'amrit zu keneged zu in, zu shalo keneged zu lo. When do we say this works if they're opposite each other? If they're not opposite each other, if you have to put the board diagonally, it does not work. Why? People aren't as steady walking across on a board going diagonally. And therefore, it's not going to be able to combine the cases. The chatzeros. V'zula malamizunami. And even, let's say, what if one is higher than the other one? Zula malamizu lo amran ela sheyesh bein zeh lezeh shlosha tefachim. You only have issues where there is at least three tefachim or more in between. Aval ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha gezustra akumahi. But if there's within three tefachim of each other, that's lavud. So it's considered one bent porch. And therefore, it's pretty close. It's less than three tefachim, and therefore, you could just step from one to the other, and you don't require anything more in order to unify them. Okay, so that was all about the chritz in the middle. Now we have the next case of the masbein in the middle. Again, all of these cases are about how to combine one or two of the chatzeros. This is the first half of our perek. Right, we have one more Mishnah in this first half, and then we get to the second half of the parak, which is about Sheet of Mavos. Says the Mishnah, Mas Mesh Meshde Chaseros. You have this pile of straw, we already referred to this on the previous Amud, between 2 yards. Gavoa Asara Tvachim, and it's 10 Tvachim high. So Marvin Shnaim, Marvin Echad, that's considered a wall. That's a wall of straw, and you have to be Ma'arev, 2 separate Erevs. Elu Ma'achilin Mikan, the Elu Ma'achilin Mikan. But the Mishnah adds here that each of the sides are allowed to partake of the straw. They're allowed to be ma'achil, meaning giving it to their animals. Right? People don't eat straw. But animals can eat straw. So they each can be ma'achil from either side. What happens if nisma'e tateven, me'asara tfachim, if on Shabbos they keep eating and it keeps getting shorter, and all of a sudden it gets under 10 tfachim, then they're stuck. Then Then they would have to be Ma'ariv 1 altogether. And if they didn't before Shabbos, then they're stuck. Then they're stuck. Unless there's a type of Bittul Rishus that's done. And you say there could be Bittul Rishus Michatzol Chatzer. But they're allowed to, because we're not worried that it's going to get less than 10. But if it does, so then it would be a problem. Amar Rav Huna, Ubilvach lo yitin l'tok kubaso v'yachil. Rav Huna says they're allowed to eat from either side, but the only allowance is that you're allowed to have your animals there eating. You're not allowed to fill up your basket and bring it back to your animals. Why not? What's the issue here of your filling up? So Rashi has a couple of opinions. Rashi says first, because if you put it into your basket, it's probably going to get lower sooner. And therefore, there's more of a worry that it's going to become less than 10 tefachim. That's day number one of Rashi. All the Rishonim ask, why then, they ask us either on this line of Rashi or even on the Mishnah, why is there a worry? Don't we have the principle of hova hutra hutra? Once something is mutter when Shabbos starts, it stays mutter. Remember, it's all in the world of Durabanans. So why don't we say it stays mutter? So a couple of answers given in the Rishonim. The Ravid, quoted here in the Rashba, says that works when it happens by itself, not if you do it. If you cause the miyut to happen, you don't say hova hutra hutra. Right, that's only if something happens on Shabbos, I don't know, part of the wall falls down, the lechi or the korah, remember the cases, falls down at the front of the mavui. So all of those, then we can say, hova hutra hutra. But here, sarach lizar shalo yabu li dekach. if you yourself caused the miyut, so then that is not allowed. That is one answer. Or others say the ritva's lashon is because you're going to come to rely on it next Shabbos. That's why we don't allow you to do it this Shabbos. You're right, this Shabbos we would say hova hutra hutra. But, you know, many times, as we were discussing in the Shabbos afternoon shiur yesterday, sometimes there are certain things you don't think about except on Shabbos. So even if, like, oh, okay, I have to remember during the week to add on more straw. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Right, like the case we mentioned yesterday, like if you have a watch that you never even remember to change the time of the watch, you only wear it on Shabbos. So to hear, says the Ritva, you can't do it because then you wouldn't be, you're worried about the future weeks, which is a big kiddush though. I'm not allowed to do something today because I'm worried about next Shabbos. The Chazon Ish can't fathom this. He's like very upset about this Ritva. I'm not allowed to do, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. An Issa D'Rabbanan today. I'm not allowed to take too much of the straw today because it might become less. And then for next Shabbos, I'm not going to remember to fill it up again. Wow. He's taking a long-term view when it comes to these los assays, says the Ritva. Right, interesting. The Chashid of the Shabbosos Acherim de lo maskia daitahu. Say in the footnotes, lo matzasi teret ze b'shar harishonim. I didn't find this anywhere else. That's a very interesting shita. The Ritva was a realist, and he realizes that if we allow it now, it's probably never going to get fixed. Okay, either way, that is all number one of Rashi, though. The issue is we're worried that if you take in your basket, you'll take too much, and it'll become less than 10 tefachim. The other svara given for the Isser is muksa. Muksa. You're not allowed to touch it in your basket because it's muksa. To allow your animal to take of it, fine. But you're not allowed to put it in because you're touching muksa. That's the other daya in Rashi and the other discussion in the Rishonim. Right? Mishum to muksa me esmo lemachitza zu. You are maksa into this wall. So 2 days in Rashi, why you physically are not allowed to put it into your basket, either because you're worried it's going to go quicker, get shorter, or muksa. Is it ma'achal be'im? But you are maksa it for the machitza though. That's Rashi's lashon. You are maksa for mechitza, and now you're allowing. If there is something huksa for something else, are you not allowed to let your animal partake of it? It's muksa for you because you've separated it. You didn't have this for your. You have other animal fodder at home. All done on Shabbos. Your animal expresses interest of eating the mechitza, so you're allowed to let him eat it. Good, says the Gemara. 1 second. Ulo ukme shari. Is it really true that you're allowed to bring your animal and allow him to eat this mechitza? And we're not worried that you're going to take it for whatever reason? We're not worried about any type of issa d'rabbanan v'ha amar avuna amar avchanina. But we had back in Shabbos. Ma'amid adam es behemto al gabi asavim b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to be ma'amid, to bring his animal next to grass on Shabbos and allow him to eat grass. Ve'ein ma'amid adam es behemto al gabi muksa b'Shabbos. But he can't bring his animal to eat some designated area of already cut items on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says there, we have back in Masechta Shabbos. Because when it's a chshash of an issa d'araisa, I'm going to allow my animal to eat grass. Why? Because I'm not worried that I'm going to rip up the grass and give it to my animal. That's an issa d'araisa. I'm not worried about that. But the case of muksa, where it's just violating the issa d'rabbanan of muksa, so I am worried. So you see there, Rabbi Chanina says, you're worried. So how could Rav Huna say here that it's okay, you can bring your animal to eat it, and it's an issue of chshash muksa, we're not worried that you might do it. There we say you are allowed. So like Mari answers, you're right. You're not allowed to take him to the wall. But it just so happens, what you could do is, in an indirect way, you could close up the other exits of this area so the animal goes there by itself. You're not allowed to be ma'amid there, but you're allowed to close off so he'll eventually go there. Period. Okay, we'll get back to that, but let's just do a little more. Says the Gemara, so you're not allowed to put it into your basket, but didn't we learn in the Braisa? If you have a house between 2 yards, we've spoken about ditches, we've spoken about piles. What if you have a house between 2 yards? Umilu teven, and you filled the house with straw. Ma'arvin shnayim, ma'arvin echad. So it's no worse than a regular pile of straw, which separates. So you have a house filled with straw, you have to make it 2 arivs. Zen notes in lato kupas over yachel, v'zen notes in lato kupas over yachel. There you're allowed to put it into your kupa. But what's the difference between a regular pile of straw, which you're not allowed to put into your knapsack, you're just allowed to let the animals eat, and here, if it's in the house, you're allowed to. Nismai tatevin miyut tfachim, shnei masurim. And as we said, if it gets shorter than 10 tfachim, so then they're both asur because you did not, we're not ma'arif with both of them. Ketzer uosa, and what you, would you be able to do? Noel espesum, avatel reshuso. Right, the people in one chatzar have to close up their houses and be mavatel reshus. Who asur v'chaveru mutter. So then he would be asur, but his chaveru would be mutter in all these areas. Meaning basically, bitel reshus. V'chein atomer, just finishing the brisa, beguv shel tevin shmein beis tchumei Shabbos. Same thing if you have also a pile in of straw between two tchumen of Shabbos. Right, the tchumen are separated by this pile, so each one is allowed to take up until they get to the other side. But once it's, the straw goes down and there's no separation between the tchumen anymore, again, it's a problem. But what do you see? Ketani miyos, what do you see in the brisa? They're each allowed to put it into their knapsack. So why, in the case of a pile of straw, they're not allowed to put it into their knapsack and take it for their animal, while if it's a house is filled up with straw, it's okay? Amri, the answer is, Bayis kivan di'ika tikra, a house, since it has a ceiling. Ki mifchis min krali milsa. You will realize, as it's getting close to less than 10 tfachim, you'll realize it. Your eyes are drawn to the top of the pile. Hacha lo min krali milsa. But here, you just have a pile. You're not focusing on how tall it is. Right, with a house, you can at least know the ratio and how far it's going down. But not in the middle of the air, so that's why there's a difference in a chinami between a house filled with straw and a plain straw pile. Good. So this case of ma'amid, we said that a person on Shabbos is allowed to be ma'amid on the grass on Shabbos. That is not considered a problem. Interesting, the achronim pick up by nezikin. What if I bring my animal and put my animal on top of my friend's kama? My friend has an amazing vegetable field, delicious. I bring my animal and I put him there, and the animal eats by itself. I'm chayev mishum nezek. Ask the achronim, what's the difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nezikin? Why by Hilchas Shabbos, if I'm ma'amid, my animal, no problem, while by nezek, it is considered mitzuref to me? Well, so fine. There is a concept of shvisas behemto. Also, your animal has to rest on Shabbos, but this is mutter. So why by Shabbos is it not connected to me, while by nezikin it is connected to me? So this is a fascinating discussion because we get to try to define and classify each of these areas. Just one, we don't have time for everything, but just one suggestion of the achronim, and that is maisa versus totsah. The Divrei Yechezkel says, by nezek, it's about the result. If I caused a loss to my friend, even if the maisa is not considered my maisa, it's not mitzuref to me, la maisa, I caused the loss. Not in an indirect way, because grama b'nizakin is pater. But it's indirect enough that it's not my action, but it's direct enough that it's mitzuref to me. Meaning I bring my animal there, and the animal eats it, so I'm chayev on Shabbos. I'm chayev for nezek. But Shabbos is about a maisa. You need a maisa malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, this doesn't fit the standards for Maisa Malacha. Right? Result versus Maisa. That's why also Divrei Yechezkel in Simin Lamid Zayin, Simin Nun Zayin, he relates this to the issue of Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is not an Issa Daraisa, according to 99% of Rishonim, except the Smag. But it's Drabanan. Why? We know there's a concept in other areas of halacha sometimes, yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. L'chumra will say an adju can be a shliach, midrabbanan l'chumra, but not for amir la'akum. Why? Because Shabbos is about a maisa malacha. If you don't do a maisa malacha, then it's not going to be chayav on Shabbos. Other areas is based on totsah by nezek. And that's why there's a Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin, where Rashi says, again, it's not, you don't need Rashi for it, but Rashi says it, that it's impossible. It's impossible to violate a Malacha D'Oraisa on Shabbos without acting. It's impossible. You could violate an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos without acting, right? Shehiyah, some of the Isurei D'Rabbanan Abishol, if I leave something over in an Usser way, and then Shabbos starts, I can violate an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Shev Al-Tase on Shabbos, but I can't violate an Issa D'Oraisa without an action, because Shabbos is about the Maisa, while Nezek is about more the result. We mentioned in the past the amazing question that is put forth by Achronim in Maseches Baba Kama. The question of, if I have two unbelievably fancy pictures, there's only two of its kind in the whole world. Each of them are worth $1 million. Gorgeous, amazing pictures. They're each worth $1 million. Somebody comes into my house, vandalizes one of them, and destroys it. But because now there's only one of a kind in the world, that one went up in value, and now it's worth $2 million. So is the guy chayef. Because, lamaisa, my assets are the same. I used to have $2 million of assets, and I still have $2 million of assets. It used to be $1 million and $1 million, but now it's $2 million. So am I chayef for that? So that's the nafkamina brought as, oh, do you focus on Maisa Hezek or Hefsin Mamon? If you focus on Maisa Hezek, the action, so then he acted, he was mazik you. So you're chayef. Mashaykh, if you focus on Hefsin Mamon, maybe he didn't cause you a loss. But it's not 100% clear, because even if you say Hefsin Mamon, he caused a loss regarding this picture. So what that some other of his assets went up in value? What does that have to do with me? So even if you say Hefsin Mamon, the focus of result-oriented, you still might say Chayiv. You don't have to look at the other picture going up in value as connected to my actions. Either way, this is an important discussion. Again, how much do you look at focused on your Maisa versus result? This comes up by shlichus in general, by mitzvahs. You can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah shebegufo because, again, that's maisa oriented, not result. I know I'm tired today. Could you please wear tefillin for me? It doesn't work, right? Because some things are not nitan l'shlichus. You have to do it yourself. Okay, either way, important discussions. Good. We continue. Two dots. Despite a tevin miasar tvachim sheyem asurim. If the tevin gets shorter than ten tvachim, so they're both asur, because they weren't ma'arif. So ha'asara shari. So, but it sounds like if it's still ten tvachim, it's okay. The avagat de midle tikra tuva. Even if, this is talking about the Brisa case where there's a house. Even though the house is all the way much higher, but ten tvachim sure is good enough. Shma mina. So what do you see from here? Mechitzas shin magiels latikra shman mechitzas. Does this relate to the sugya we had a week ago about the different cubicles in one house where you have walls that don't get up to the roof? It's a good wall. Shma mechitza. Is that what this is teaching me? Because here it doesn't go all the way up. So Rabbi, no. Maybe the house roof that we're talking about here, it's a very short house, right? It's only 12 and a half tfachim tall. Askinon. The teven asara. So the teven is 10. So it's not too far away from the house, so you don't have any proof. The teven is within lovut of the roof. For Afuna Bred of Yeshua Amar, Afilatim of Isasara, no. Even if the house is only 10 tfachim tall, the teven shivo mashu, and the straw is 7.5. Either way, the same type of idea, the straw is within 3 tfachim of the roof of the house. But the Gemara says, what about the language? I understand the language of Abaya where it says it gets less than 10. It starts off at 7 plus. What do you mean it gets less than 10? What's the language of Pachos Me'asara? So, Mitoras Asara. It means from the idea of a Mechitza, which even though it's 7 plus, it's called 10 Tvachim because of Lavud. And the answer is that once it gets less than that, it still uses that Lashon of Minasara means Mitoras Asara. Good. Shnei Masurits. They're both Asur. If it gets less than 10. Shma Mina. Diurin Abo'in B'Shabes Asurin. What does this prove? That diurin, what happened now? The wall went down, and now the residents are considered in each other's side. So that creates problems on Shabbos. Diurin asurin. So the Gemara says, if they come on Shabbos, which was also a sugi we had earlier. The problem is here, you're worried that maybe it was even less than 10 tefachim before Shabbos started. There is the chashash. And that's why, again, no proof to that earlier sugi. Viter, ketzer uoseh. So the Brisa said, so what do you do if it becomes less than 10 tvachim on Shabbos? You didn't make an Erev. You can't be Ma'ariv on Shabbos. We had a machlokes earlier whether you could be socher reshus from a guy on Shabbos. But the one thing you can do is be mevatel reshus. Bitter reshus does work on Shabbos. So, case of the no, let's base on mevatel reshus. So, you have to lock up your house and be mevatel reshus. Tarti, you need both. You need both locking your house and being mevatel. Hachikamar, oh, no, let's base on mevatel reshus. No, either one. If you lock your house, that is a form of bittul enough for us. So either or. V'yibay yisema or lo olam tarti. Or you do need to hear. Kivan didoshbe asi l'tiltule. Because even though usually you might not need bittul reshus, but here you commonly use this area. So you have to, you know, this joint area in the middle, you're always in. So you need more to make sure that you remember and that it is a significant bittul. Good. Who was a chaver mutter after he does bittol? So he's off limits, and his friend can use it. Pshita, that's obvious. He was mesalik himself. Lo tricha to hader idechu batal lechaver. The chiddush is even if the other guy tries to be mevatel back. And this proves the machlokas we had earlier. You can't do bittol back and forth, right? That'll be, as the Gemara said earlier, chucha v'tzlul will be a joke to go one direction and then the other direction. Also, you have this pile of straw between two tchumin. Also, same halachas apply. Pshita. Again, obvious. Just like you have it between two chatzeros, what should be the difference between two tchumin? Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Akiva. To amar tchumin daraisa. No, the chiddush is even Rabbi Akiva would allow it. Rabbi Akiva holds the issue of tchumin is daraisa. Even 2,000 amos. Ma'u detema ligzer delmasi lechlufe. You might say, he wouldn't allow this because here you're bordering on daraisas if you start eating the straw from the other side. Kamash Malan, he's not worried about that. Good. Next section in the perek. Up until now, we spoke about the issue of chatzeros being one or two. Now we talk about shituf mavaos. As we said, everything today, bezman hazeh, is considered shituf mavaos, but shituf mavaos. So let's at least do the Mishnah. Ketzad mishtatfin babavli. How do you do shituf mavaos? So what do we make it such a big deal for? It's the same thing as erev chatzeros, just on a larger scale. So the Tiferes Yisrael here says, no, the chiddush of the Mishnah is going to be that you don't know, in a yard, lachor, you know everybody else in the houses going into the yard. But in a mavoi, there's a lot of yards. So you don't know everybody. But still, you can be mazak on their behalf. That's the chiddush. Even though you're not as close to them, you still could do it. I can put down a barrel. Remember, Erev Chatzeros is usually done with bread. Shita mavos with wine. This is all for all the B'nai Mavui, even though I don't know who all of them are. And I could give it, you have to change Rishus. You can't just like pick something up for yourself that didn't go anywhere. You have to be Mizakeid when you want to give something to somebody. You want to give something to Reuven on Shimon's behalf. Reuven has to get it. So here you need somebody who is not in your financial rishus. So mezakel ha'nayde b'no bito agdolim, based you could give it to one of your older children who are financially independent. V'ayde avdo v'shivcha sawa ivrim, or one of your eved or shivcha ivrim. V'ayde ishto, or you could give it to your wife if she has, Tosfos quotes the Gemara elsewhere, if she has her own area. Something that does not belong to the husband. Right? Any of these work. Remember, we mentioned the girl a couple of days ago about Gushanak, related to this concept. Aval eno mezake, loide b'no b'do k'tanim. You can't give it to your child, who still lives with you. V'loide avdo v'shevchaso ha'knanim. But you can't give it to one of the semi-Jewish Kanani slaves, because they are, their status is like your status. Good. Tosfos here discusses, what we just referred to in the Tosfos Umizake, that it has to be somebody who does not, what's called not Samach al Shulchano. It has to be somebody who has a different rishus. That's how you are mizake it to somebody on somebody else's behalf. Okay, we got a lot coming up. We got Kinyan Hagba'ah coming up right here. We have making Kiddush, how much wine you have to drink. A couple of important issues coming up. We will stop here. We'll start with the Gemara B'Hashem tomorrow.